Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Today, noteworthy.ie, which is the investigative platform of the journal.ie, has published a report by journalist Maria Delaney. It's about an examination by the Data Protection Commissioner into the retention of data in respect of free travel card holders. And Maria is on the line. Good morning, Maria. Thank you for joining us today. Robert Watt is in the news today because he's appearing at the Health Committee right now. We'll hear more about that a little bit later on. But he was Secretary General at the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform in 2018, and at that time he made some controversial remarks about free travel. Will you remind us what he said then?
Yeah, thanks, Claire. Yeah, so he called on a ban on those using the free travel pass during peak times, and he spoke about his 82-year-old friend Paddy, who he said got on the bus for free when all the mortgage slaves, which is the term he used, paid. And this actually led to calls for his resignation at the time.
So then we have Martin McMahon, who is a presenter of a podcast called The Tortoise Shack. He wanted to find out about how did Robert Watt know about this? How was his own information dealt with and retained and stored? That's where it started.
Yeah, so Martin has been working on exposing this issue kind of for a number of years now. But yeah, when he saw that article, he wondered how the government had that data and whether, as a free travel card holder, his own journeys were being recorded. And so this led him to make a subject access request to the Department of Social Protection in early 2019. However, he wasn't happy with the information he obtained from this request, so he subsequently made a complaint to the Data Protection Commissioner that October. And now the DPC are proceeding with this complaint and are examining alleged excessive data gathering by the department.
And he wasn't the only one looking for information, because the former chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Sean Fleming, he was also looking for it too, wasn't he?
Yeah, so this issue was actually brought up a number of times in the Public Accounts Committee in 2019, with various issues raised about data retention, whether cardholders were being tagged, and it also was brought up with the minister at the time, which was Regina Doherty, and she was asked whether data was being retained and journey data was being retained. So it was brought up a number of times, but it was unclear what was actually happening.
Okay, so the database that was in place, it was subsequently deleted. No information available, though, about who accessed it. So is that what the Data Protection Commissioner is looking at?
So they're actually looking at what data is being stored or was being stored in terms of, so when a free travel holder tags on a bus or tags off a bus, tags on a train, what information was being recorded and also what happened to that information. So it turns out that information on when and where free travel passes were used was held by the department until February 2020. And that means that when free travel card holders tagged onto buses or trains, that was being recorded and stored. And this information was being transferred to the department by the National Transport Authority. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, there are currently over 1 million people with free travel cards, which includes everyone aged 66 and older, as well as many carers and disabled people. And however, in February 2020, the entire database and all access logs were deleted, like you mentioned, by the department. And that was just 3 months after potential issues with free travel data were raised by the Public Accounts Committee and put to the minister.
Okay, what about fraud? Could fraud have been the motivation for the collection of the data in the first place?
Yes, so fraud, prevention of fraud has been raised numerous times since the introduction of the public service cards. And I suppose just to give context, free travel card holders use the public service card. So that's what they use to obtain it. However, Noteworthy obtained fraud figures from the department as part of this investigation and found it to be extremely low, like an average of 169 fraudulent presentations of free travel cards occurs each year over the past 5 years. And that was smaller during the pandemic. So if you think that's actually only 30 in 2020 and 79 in 2021. And if you put that in context, there was an average of around 50 million annual free travel journeys reported by the NTA before the pandemic. So that's only 0.0004% of free travel journeys. So we find it to be extremely low.
And did the guards have access to the database prior to its deletion?
So it's unclear because they deleted the access logs, but at the moment, the NTA actually keep a database of journey times, and it's associated with a number called the ITS number. And the guards can actually ask for a reassociation of that number with the Department of Social Protection's database, which holds the card number, the card holder's name, address. And we found that from 2017 to 2021, the guards actually made 28 formal requests in regards to free travel. And when asked why this information was required, they said that they don't provide specific details on individual investigations. However, I asked the department what information was provided, and a spokesperson told me that generally the name and address of the free travel card holder is given, and on occasion the customer's photo and contact details. And as I was saying, it's unclear whether journey data was provided. Like, we saw recent correspondence from John McKeown, who's Secretary General of the Department of Social Protection, and he said that they can't access details of journeys undertaken by the cardholder. However, it's because this database was deleted and the access logs were deleted, the department did hold journey information, so it's unclear whether this was provided in the past.
Mm. So you now ask the various transport providers what information they collect and store about the free travel pass journeys. And what did they tell you, Maria?
So journey data of both free travel and leap card users is still being retained by the National Transport Authority and a number of transport providers. However, it's no longer being transferred to the Department of Social Protection. However, the NTA, as well as a number of transport providers, are keeping this data for over a year. And for free travel holders, it can be associated back to their name and address and photo on written request. So I suppose that's the key, that though the NTA's database is not directly linked to the name and other details of free travel card holders, it can be reassociated back.
Okay, Maria Delaney, thank you for explaining that to us today. And Maria's full article is available on thejournal.ie. Coming up, we'll be speaking to Dr. Deirdre Lundy, who's an expert in treating menopause symptoms. We're going to be speaking to Deirdre about the shortages in HRT, the fact that they're causing distress for many women, and what they can do to mitigate against this shortage. That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.